Jacob Blake's life matters. That was the message today from the family and lawyers for the black man who was shot at least 7 times in the back by a Kenosha, Wisconsin police officer on Sunday. LaToya Dennis of member station WUWM was at the press conference where members of Jacob Blake's family spoke, and she joins us once again. Thanks for being here, LaToya.
Thanks for having me.
What's the latest information about Jacob Blake's condition in the hospital?
You know, today we finally found out more about his injuries. He has he was shot in the back, as we know, and he has a spinal cord injury. They said he had bullet holes in his stomach. Part of his colon was removed. He has kidney and liver damage, and he was also shot in the arm. They say he's going to need, obviously, multiple surgeries in the future. In fact, he was rushed into surgery today. And with so many surgeries, they're concerned about bacterial meningitis.
Do Jacob justice on this level and examine your hearts. We need healing.
Who was that we just heard speaking there?
That was Jacob's mother. Her name is Julia. And she said that she's praying for not only Jacob, but she's praying for this country. She's praying for everyone that we do exactly what she said and re-examine our hearts.
Now, this widely shared video shows a police officer following Jacob Blake around the vehicle and shooting him in the back, but there's a lot we still don't know about the situation. What questions are people still asking today?
Yeah, what we don't know is, was Jacob armed? Some people have asked whether he had a knife or a gun. That's been floated out there. But we also don't know exactly what was happening before. Bystanders have said that Jacob was breaking up a verbal dispute between two women. Police were called. He walked around his car, tried to enter his vehicle, and then he was shot. There's rumors that he was tased before he was shot, but those are all unanswered questions still at this point.
There have been intense protests since the shooting, and Blake's mother called for an end to any violence. What are demonstrators telling you?
Demonstrators are saying that they do not plan to stop until police reform happens, until this officer is fired and until this officer is charged. And not only do they want to see him charged, they want to see him convicted, or not even just him, them, however many were involved.
LaToya Dennis of member station WUWM, thank you for covering this story for us.
Thank you.